Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 62 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. The outbreak of a COVID variant at the Life Care Center in Moorhead highlights the need for more people to be vaccinated. A local organization is helping businesses sign up for Restaurant Revitalization Fund. Officials in Lexington are considering a ban of no-knock warrants. Kentucky State Police are facing criticism after a controversial social media post. Police in Floyd County are still looking for two escaped inmates. In sports, there's plenty of regional baseball and softball action tonight. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 42 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. An unvaccinated worker at Life Care Center in Moorhead started an outbreak of a COVID-19 variant that infected 46 people and killed three residents. In all, 46 cases of COVID-19 were identified at the nursing home in 26 residents and 20 workers after the variant was introduced to the facility. Of those, 18 of the residents and 4 of the workers had been vaccinated. Dr. Will Milan is the chief medical officer at St. Clair Regional Healthcare. He says the outbreak shows the effectiveness of the vaccine.
The ones who were vaccinated and came down with infection had a very mild case. There weren't a lot of hospitalizations from that outbreak. And the cases that the staff and the patients got who were vaccinated were very mild. So there were only a few severe cases. And virtually all the severe cases were in the unvaccinated group.
Milan says unvaccinated individuals increase the probability of additional variants of COVID-19, which could easily become more deadly. He says everyone in the community who can get the vaccine should do so as soon as possible. Applications are now being accepted by the U.S. Small Business Administration for the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. Part of the American Rescue Plan Act, the Restaurant Revitalization Fund is providing emergency aid to restaurants, bars, and other businesses, such as caterers and distilleries. Rachel Bowling is the director of the Small Business Development Center at Moorhead State University. She says there is a wide range of what the funds can be used for.
You can do payroll, you can do utility payments, maintenance expenses, business supplies, business food and beverage, covered supplier costs, and business operating expenses. Construction expenses, you can do construction on outdoor seating, but you cannot expand. Expansion costs are ineligible. So if you want to build on to your building, that's not covered. But if you want to do outdoor seating, that is covered.
Bowling also encourages businesses that may be hesitant to apply to do so anyway, since nearly every type of business setup is qualified to receive aid under the RRF. Local businesses seeking assistance can contact the Moorhead State University Small Business Development Center at 783-2895. More information is available online at restaurants.sba.gov. A complete ban on no-knock warrants is gathering steam in Lexington, but the city's mayor says she has reservations about barring the practice across the board. A recent unanimous vote in committee shows the no-knock warrant ban has momentum and could end up before the full council in June. The action comes on the heels of a push by local Black faith leaders to take further steps to prevent incidents like the one that led to the death of Breonna Taylor in Louisville. Both the mayor and the city's chief of police worry a total ban could also result in harm. Here's Mayor Linda Gordon giving an example of a kidnapping situation where someone is actively being threatened.
Do I really want the police to wait at the front door and announce themselves and wait 15 or 30 seconds, which can be an eternity, while someone's in there threatening another person? That's my concern.
A more robust debate is likely to take place as the issue moves toward the Urban County Council. Backers are hoping to see the new rule in place by July 1st, when all officers are expected to be outfitted with worn body cameras. The Kentucky State Police is facing backlash again, this time for a Facebook post some are calling insensitive and tone deaf. A photo of KSP troopers with the title, "Our Colors Are Gray, Our Gender is Trooper," was posted as a Facebook cover photo last week. While some comments on the post express support, many have called for it to be removed, saying it's offensive to people of color and the transgender community. Kentucky native Alexander Rowan is a trans man. He tells LEX18 the post felt like a slap in the face.
It definitely made me feel like I'm not safe, and that if I ever did need to call KSP for whatever reason, that I don't think they would respect me or respect my gender.
KSP Sergeant Billy Gregory released a statement regarding the post, saying the agency was unaware of any concerns raised about the phrase and did not intend to offend anyone. The cover photo has since been changed and the post has been deleted. Matthew McMahon of Louisville walked out of Highlands ARH in Floyd County last week after he was injured in a multi-county, multi-agency car chase. Police say he escaped hours after his treatment, the second inmate to do so last week, just 2 days after Jacob Estep escaped the hospital after a jailer said he was sent there for seizures. Captain Randy Woods of the Prestonsburg Police Department tells WSAZ while local officials have a good relationship with ARH, things need to change.
It basically comes down to communication. The communication between hospital staff and with the law enforcement officials in Floyd County and in surrounding counties just has to become better. Every agency in East Kentucky, as far as law enforcement and police goes, we are all short staffed, so it's one of those things where we just have to keep in better communication, better talks with each other to keep each other updated on those situations so this doesn't happen again.
Neither McMahon or Estep have yet to be located. State and local leaders gathered at the Bob Amos Overlook Event Center last week to discuss a regional need for accessible law enforcement training. The discussion has one proposed solution, which is bringing a training academy to the mountains. Pikeville City Manager Philip Elswick tells WYMT it would be a very beneficial advancement for the police force.
If we had somewhere here in the mountains that they could go and maybe go during the day and go home at night to be with their family and have kind of a normal life, we believe that would attract more candidates.
The discussion is currently just an idea. Elswick says it's going to be a long process to get there and to meet all of the different requirements that a police academy would need. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, caring for the community by encouraging everyone to follow safety guidelines and stay healthy. Ruth Hunt is Kentucky proud with traditional candies and confections, Woodford Reserve bourbon balls, Laura Hemp's chocolates, and Blue Mondays. Ruth Hunt Candy celebrates 100 years in 2021, sweetening the distance between you and your loved ones. Ruth Hunt Candies in Mount Sterling, Lexington, and anytime online at RuthHuntCandy.com.
The historic flooding that struck eastern Kentucky in March is prompting an effort to secure a federal earmark to study flood control in the region. WMKY's Carrie Stambo has more.
Congressman Hal Rogers says he will seek millions in federal funding to study a flood prevention plan for Beattyville, which was hit hard by historic flooding in early March. The Lee County town sits at the confluence of the North and South Forks of the Kentucky River, which rose to the highest levels since the 1950s following heavy rains in March. The main streets of Beattyville were inundated with more than 5 feet of water, completely cutting off the city from the surrounding areas and damaging more than 80 businesses and 70 homes. Rogers made the announcement this week at an event in Beattyville alongside members of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, who will conduct the study. The plan will look at taming the river via levees, flood walls, and other flood control methods. If approved, the study would be for the fiscal 2022 year and will take years to complete. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Carrie Stambo.
A coalition of pro-democracy groups in Appalachia is urging U.S. Senators Joe Manchin and Shelley Moore to support For the People Act. The act serves as a broad measure to change voting ethics and campaign finance laws. Natalie Tennant served as West Virginia's Secretary of State for 8 years. She says the act is especially timely since West Virginia legislature considers a bill that would chip away at voting rights following Georgia's lead.
West Virginians want to be able to cast our ballots freely, safely, and equally. And if state lawmakers, county clerks, and the Secretary of State restrict our rights and our voting rights, West Virginians can turn to the For the People Act.
Senate Bill 565 would eliminate the popular Saturday before the election as an early voting day. It will also require a purge of voter rolls every 2 years instead of four. A group of residents have been facing problems while trying to help with food insecurity in Richmond. At first, the group placed a fridge in the area, which was stolen twice. Then Madison County Health Department had concerns with safety on the storage of the food. Ashley Gallagher is the owner of Craft Restaurant and Artistry. She tells LEX 18 while there's pushback, there isn't a lot of clarification about what exactly the health department wants.
There's not really legislation written specifically about refrigerators being outside for the community use, which means there's not really any rules for it or against it. So it becomes this kind of gray area where it's up to the local officials to decide whether or not it's a thing that they want to allow in their community. And I think it's a shame that we've not been able to work together with our health department to figure out a good solution.
Gallagher says for now a wooden pantry is in place while they continue to work to bring a community fridge to help those in need. The Pike County Detention Center is focused on building a future for each inmate housed at the facility while also building a good night's sleep for kids in the region. A new project, the Build-A-Bed Project, allows inmates to spend time outside of the detention center working to create beds for families who could use them most. Jailer Brian Morris tells WYMT while the project is good for the families in need, it's also good for the inmates.
It gets the inmate out of the building. It gets him out working with his hands. It gives him a skill set, gives the inmates the ability to learn a little bit about responsibility, about teamwork, about structure. It's just a win-win for every individual involved.
The inmates have already completed 50 beds, which will be paired with 50 mattresses and delivered to families within the county. The first of those deliveries happened last week. Taking a look at sports this afternoon, the Rowan County Senior High School baseball and softball team are set to play this evening. The baseball Vikings will be on the road in Maysville to take on Mason County at 6 p.m. In other regional games, Russell will be at Ashland Blazer, Morgan County will be at Boyd County, East Carter hosts Bath County, Greenup County heads to Fleming, and Menifee hosts Montgomery County. In softball action, Rowan County will be at home to take on Johnson Central at 6:30 p.m. Bath County heads to Boyd, Elliott County hosts McGoffin, Mason County hosts West Carter, and East Carter travels to Russell. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tonight. Mostly cloudy skies, a low around 42. Tomorrow's sunny skies, a high near 63. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, a low around 37. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 63. Wednesday night, mostly clear, a low around 40 degrees. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 64. And for your Thursday night, a 20% chance of showers before 1 a.m. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with a low around 43. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today, we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Carrie Stambo, Keneally Roberts, Shamari Mosley, Carla Haight, Cassidy Stearman, Daria Denisenko, Heather Fannin, Sarah Mead, Megan Jones, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, now back to All Things Considered.